Excuse me, I realize I have to have a book in my hand. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from the book of Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds so that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings so that they may go and say to you, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or given understanding to the mind? Who has the wisdom to number the clouds? Or who can tilt the waterskins of the heavens when the dust runs into a mass and the clouds cling together? Can you hunt the prey for the lion or satisfy the appetite of the young lions when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in their covert? Who provides for the raven its prey when its young ones cry to God and wander about for lack of food? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 104 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
O Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness.
You wrap yourself
with majesty and splendor.
You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak,
and spread out the heavens like a curtain.
You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters above.
You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the winds your messengers.
Fire your servant.
You have set the earth upon its foundations,
so that it shall never move at any time.
You covered it with the deep as with a mantle.
Stood higher than the mountains.
At your rebuke, they fled.
At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away.
They went up into the hills and down to the valleys beneath.
To the places you had appointed for them.
You set the limits that they should not pass.
They shall not again cover the earth.
O Lord, how manifold are your works.
In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Hallelujah.
The second reading is from Hebrews. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant. It is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for the many." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Nice to be back with you again. Enjoyed my drive down this morning. I, of course, didn't realize when I started out that there was a bit of a detour up over the tops of the hills. But it was nice up there on the stratosphere, sort of. I know many of you drive up those hills all the time. You know. Our gospel this morning, three times Jesus has described to his disciples what will happen when he goes to Jerusalem. Following the first prediction, Peter accosts Jesus and exclaims, "That can never happen." To which Jesus replies, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Following the second prediction of what is to come, the disciples start arguing about who is going to be the greatest in the coming kingdom. Jesus' response is to tell them that whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all. And then he takes a child, a small child, and holds him in his arms and talks to them about being a child as an example of how they really should be in the world. Today's reading from Mark follows the third prediction of Jesus' passion. James and John come to Jesus and ask to have the best seats in the house when Jesus comes into his glory. Now, Jesus does not rebuke them. You know. Instead, he asks them, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am going to be baptized with?" Now, completely misunderstanding what Jesus is implying, they say, "Oh, we're able. Sure. We're able." To which Jesus replies that they will indeed drink the cup and be baptized with the baptism that he will receive, the cup and the baptism of his passion and death. As we have learned from the traditions of the early church, James was beheaded. Now, we don't really know much about the demise of John. That never gets mentioned anywhere in the scriptures. Well, hearing about the request that James and John have made, the rest of the disciples were angry. I can't help but wonder what they were angry about. The scripture doesn't say. Were they angry because these two tried a sneaky way to get ahead of them in line and be, you know, the greatest that they'd been arguing about just a little while ago? After all, that's what they'd been doing, arguing about who would be the greatest in this kingdom that they don't understand. And so we get another short discourse from Jesus about what it means to be great, contrasting the way things were in the Roman world. In the Roman world of the first century, rank meant everything from the emperor on down. Succeeding meant climbing the ranks, either militarily or economically or socially. Getting ahead meant being able to show that you had command of the situation and could command attention and respect from those above you. Sometimes that meant being harsh to those below you. And of course, the Hebrews, being conquered people, were below all Romans. Well, it seems to me that things have not changed very much in the last 2,000 years. Those who are in charge are not always the most respectful of those who are perceived as below them in the economic, social, or political sphere. My observation of the way in which our political system functions today is of some individuals who vie for power, and once power is gained, authority takes precedence over all other relationships. Jesus' message to the disciples and to us is totally countercultural, where for many of us our upbringing encourages us to seek the highest position to which we can attain. Jesus tells us that if we want to be first, we must be the slave of everyone. That the one who wants to be greatest must be everyone's servant. Jesus turns our world upside down. Jesus challenges us to learn how to live into that kind of culture. How are we called to be servants of all? What does it mean to be a slave to everyone? Perhaps the first step is to look deeply into how we see ourselves in relation to others. That kind of self-examination is not easy, and it can be often painful to see ourselves as we really are, as individuals and as a church. Our baptismal covenant is a good place to begin our self-examination. What does it mean to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and in the breaking of the bread? Just how perseverant are we in resisting evil and whenever we fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? How are we proclaiming, by word and example, the good news of God in Christ? I think about the words of St. Francis, proclaim Christ always, and if necessary, use words. Do we really seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves? Finally, do we strive for, not just give a nod to, justice and peace among all people? And respect the dignity of every human being? With God's help, we will recognize that we are God's beloved children, called and sent to make a difference in the world. Would you stand as you are able and join with me now in the affirmation of our faith as contained in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers of the People can be found on Form 6 on page 392 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the just and proper use of your creation, for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth,
for our presiding bishop, our bishop, and all bishops and other ministers,
for all who serve God and his church,
for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
We'll put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, and your compassion forgive us our sins, known and unknown,
things
done and left undone,
and so hold us by your Spirit,
that we may live and serve you in newness of life, for the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Greet one another with a friendly wave or nod.
Nancy, you want to come up for announcements, please?
First of all, the flowers this morning are given to the glory of God in the memory of our parents, Luann Grolick and Terry Channing. In your pew, you will have noticed you had a little piece of paper that's for names, additional names. All the names that are on the All Saints list will remain there, but this is for additional names. Compline and the Woman's Breakfast is Thursday at Cozy Corners at 9:30. If you have any questions, please ask Audrey. Operation Christmas Child again, either see Carol or Lou Ann. And I believe that's all. Are there any other announcements? Pardon? Yes, there's coffee hour this morning. Please join us. Thank you.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. I might ask, is there anyone here who would prefer a gluten-free wafer? If you would raise your hand, if you would. So. Our Eucharistic Prayer B begins on page 367 in the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, with joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with James and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
They shall run and not
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.